And we're back. Praise God. Okay, we are here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I think we've done made it down to about the third verse, okay? Okay, verse 4, because I'm on a roll here. Verse 4, and my speech, or my language and my message, or preaching, were not done or were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit's power, or of the Spirit of power, that your faith should not rest or not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You can't expect someone to walk in the power of God if you don't give them the power of God. If the power of God is never displayed, if the power of God is never shown, then the power of God cannot be expected. You got to pull and invoke on the power of God to be endowed and equipped by the power of God. You got to pull on him. You got to get next to him. You got to wear the Lord out to get what you need from him. Okay? So he says, I didn't come to you with great words, you know, and big words. I just came to you showing you that God was real by his power, being performed by the word. Okay? However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. Hear this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. All right? The hidden wisdom, Jesus, which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Some might say, oh, God is ordaining something for your glory, even right now. God is doing something for your benefit. Even by you sitting here, there's something being done in your favor right now. I can promise you that. Which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See, we always go, oh, Jesus came to die for my sins. And yes, he came to die, and everything else that came out of him was a byproduct of his life before the Lord. But you got to understand that Christ's job in not just the earth realm, but in the spirit, in the heavenlies, in the third heaven, is so powerful to the point that it came to loosen and so. He said that the Son of God was made manifest that he might come and that he might destroy the works of the devil. There's a lot of works of the devil. There's some works of the devil that even look like God, but God's coming to unmask it. And see, God's job through Christ was so multifaceted that had the rulers of that age known what was going on, they would have never laid a hand on Jesus. If the enemy knew that you was about to get the power that you're walking in right now, if the enemy knew that you was going to be a conqueror right now, if he knew that the powers of the age to come that were wrapped up in Christ Jesus was going to be released to you, he would have never allowed Jesus to get anywhere near Golgotha. In fact, he would not have let him get to the Garden of Gethsemane. That's another teach for another day. That's the dominion of the garden. Oh, God. And I got it. Oh, Lord Jesus, we got to get to the scripture because I'm getting happy all by myself. But it says this, verse 9, but as it is written, woo, eye has not seen. Now, we've heard this scripture so many times, but this is when I read it and God asked me a question. It says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man. We said all the time, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, eye has not seen, think of it, eye, nor ear heard, natural things. I want you to hear this in a different realm, because a lot of times, okay, let me just finish it. Nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. And we always stop right there. And we shout up that scripture, baby, let me tell you something that God said that neither eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Tell him yes, give him a praise, put some money in my pocket, and send me home. Let me tell you something. Because that's what the preachers are doing anyway. They're just preaching for an offering. They're not preaching to get you free. They're not preaching to take you to another place. My job is not to get you happy. My job is to get your power. Ha! Over your situation. Over yourself. Over your mind. Over your soul. Over that spirit trying to rule your body, your house, your life. You tell it where to go. And that I only serve God. And only God is going to be served in this house. But what we always stop right there, thinking that God's about to give you something that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, that no one has, that something that hasn't even entered the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. But this next verse slapped me in the face, because we always stop right there when God is saying, I have revealed. What are you talking about, God? You said it ain't been revealed to my eyes, my ears, nor my heart, the things that you prepared. But then the next verse just overdoes all of that and says, but God has revealed them. Where you? Whoa, 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 whoa. So what God was trying to say is, what He's about to reveal in your life, natural eyes can't see, natural ears can't hear, natural hearts cannot conceive what God has prepared for those that love Him. Woo, Jesus. So you got another group of people in the church that are living by their eyesight, they're living by their ear, their hearing, natural hearing, and they're living by what's in their heart. But then you have a people in the church that have been prepared, the whole God, that things have been prepared for those that love Him, that are intimate with Him, that have relationship with Him. And if you've been prepared, those things have been prepared like that, then the scripture in verse 10 applies to you, and it says, but God has revealed them to us through His what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. And then it goes on and says, who can know the mind of man, but, you know, who can know what's on the mind of man, but the spirit of that man? So who can know what's on the mind of God, but the Spirit of God? So next time you go to shouting off that scripture, I want you to stop and realize that it's not some great mystery that's coming on you that you don't know about, that has already been revealed through His Spirit. But if you don't have His Spirit, then He can't take. See, people that don't move by the Spirit, you don't know what I'm saying right now. But if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you're like, what I've been reading, what seems like a mystery yesterday and a secret yesterday, you're revealing today, God, and God charts your course. You don't worry about what you need to read next in the Bible and what you need to do next. When you have a relationship, He tells you what to do. He tells you where to go. He tells you who to talk to. He tells you who to cut off. He tells you where to put your money, where to start your business. The Holy Ghost does it all if we let Him. Woo. All right. I want to get into this because after I read this, I said, wow, God, you revealed them. And that word kept coming back up in my spirit, revealed. Revealed. It's going to catch hold of your spirit again. Revealed. Say it with me. Say revealed. Woo. Revealed. Whew. Revealed. Revealed. It's already been revealed. Ha ha. What God's about to do in your life, you just need to get in the spirit. Get out of time and get in the spirit. Get out of your mind and get in the spirit. Get out of your circumstance and get in the spirit. Ooh, Lord, 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 Lord. See, this makes me so happy because right after this, God began to ask me, He said, do you know what revelation is? And I'd be saying, yes, God, you know, revelation is, you know, a fact that I don't know about or something that I thought I knew, but it becomes revealed to me as an undisclosed fact. And when it's opened up, then I have it. You know, it's like a secret that I didn't know. And then when I know it, I got revelation on it. God was like, that's just such a low level of what revelation is. And He was saying, I don't mean just revelation. The spirit of revelation, Conrad. The spirit. The spirit of revelation. I am the spirit of revelation. But what is that spirit? What does that spirit do? What is the spirit of revelation there to do? Is there to make you look smart? Is there to give you a good preach? Is there so someone can say, oh, they're so powerful in God? Or is it something that keeps you alive in the realm of the spirit rather than shouting and jumping and dancing in church and dead? in your spirit. Revelation causes you to live. It's not information. It's not head knowledge. It's revelation. Come back for clip 3. You're going to want to hear what the spirit of revelation is. I'll be right back.